أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب رب العالمين، سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، صلى الله عليهم أجمعين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا معهم واجمعنا بهم في عليين بعد يوم القيامة، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. شهر رمضان، the blessed month of the year. شهر رمضان، the best gift that Allah gave to the Muslim Ummah, شهر رمضان. The season of ta'at, شهر رمضان. The bazaar of حسنات, شهر رمضان. The blessings that comes from heaven to the whole world, شهر رمضان. I feel sorry for those who are not Muslims. One of the reasons, because they do not enjoy شهر رمضان. They don't know the gift of شهر رمضان. شهر رمضان, you have to be thankful to Allah for everything, especially that Allah made you live the moment right now that you are in شهر رمضان. Last week, I was in Mississauga, Credit Valley Hospital. A very, very sad moment where a family, a husband and wife, who came to Canada almost 4 years ago with 3 kids, and I was, with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who drove them from the airport to their house in Mississauga. The first minutes in Canada they arrived, I was the one that they met first, with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was 4 years ago. Last week, Allah made me help, with His help, the wife leave dunya saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah before reaching Ramadan. I don't want to fall in tears because it was very hard. A young lady is around 37 years old, fighting cancer for more than 6 years, having too much pain, leaving 3 young kids. She had plans, dreams, years ahead of her. Subhanallah, life is too short. More short than you think and I think. That's why, for those who have been able to meet شهر رمضان this year, this is a blessing. Allah chose you chose me to live Ramadan. So be prepared to listen to what we should do in Ramadan in a different way than other ways that you've listened before. What made Ramadan so special? What made everybody who died, Allah subhanAllah, 2 weeks ago, every other day, the mother of Dr. Amjad, the mother-in-law of Brother Firas, here, another brother who his father passed, every now and then, they all wished they reached Ramadan. So this is for you and me to cherish, to feel the blessings. Now, Ramadan is so special. Why? Why? For one main reason. Because Quran was revealed in Ramadan. And the night of Al-Qadr, that Allah made the ibadah in it better than 1,000 nights, which is more than, not just 1,000, more than. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. More than 1,000 months. So more than 83 years, one night. Why? Because Quran was revealed in that night. So if Quran does that with the time, Ramadan is a time. That Laylatul Qadr is a night, which is time. If such a Quran, if this word of Allah was able to make, to elevate the status of the month and the status of that night to this high level, what would the Quran do to you and me if we put the Quran in our hearts and allow Quran to move our hearts and allow our bodies and push our bodies to practice whatever is in Quran? Let us today make a new contract with Allah Azza wa Jal, Ahdun Jadid, that we will deal with the Quran in a different way. Let us today make a qasam that, O Allah, since you gave me the gift of living another Ramadan in my life, and this Ramadan is all blessed because of this book, I want to read it in a different way, feel it in a different way, treat it differently. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us how to do that. It's not, don't worry about how. Worry about where can you apply it and when. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This book that has no doubt in it, no problems. It's a challenge for all humanities. When Allah starts by saying, this book has no doubt, no mistakes, it's a challenge. Not even one person can prove otherwise. ذَلِكَ الْقُرْآنُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. If people think, oh, Quran is there as a science, proof of science, proof of history, stories of prophets, that's not why Quran is here. Hudan lil-muttaqeen, guidance for al-muttaqeen. What are al-muttaqeen? Those perform taqwa, those live with taqwa, those love taqwa. What is taqwa? Allah answers you in the next few words. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Three things Allah is asking from you to do, and you become among the muttaqeen, where the Quran will work with you as a book of guidance, take your hands to paradise, inshallah. What are these three things? Simple. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You are a strong believer. What is al-ghayb? The arkan, six pillars of iman, they are all ghayb. Al-imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadar wal qada' khayrihi wa sharrihi. Believe in Allah, in the angels, in the books, in the prophets, in Yawm al-Qiyamah, and in Qadr, in destiny. So these are beliefs. This is the work of soul and heart. So this is number one. You want to be a Muslim, a mu'min, that Quran will guide you to paradise? You have to have this iman. Strengthen this iman. Don't take your iman for granted. According to the meaning of one of the ahadith, that mu'min can sleep, mu'min wake up next day, he's not mu'min, he lost his iman. Can wake up a good mu'min, evening he lost his iman. No guarantees. Maintenance, maintain your heart and iman. Continue, check your heart with this iman. What else, oh Allah? We are here, so inshallah we are all mu'mins. We believe in Allah and Yawm al-Qiyamah and everything in between. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Second condition to be among the muttaqeen is to be a regular performer of salah. No, not a musalli in Ramadan only. Not a musalli on Friday only. Not a musalli when only I have time for salah. Not a musalli who combines salah together. Not a musalli who skip one salah every now and then, especially fajr. You are not among the musalleen. Neither I am. If I do not perform salah on time, the way Allah Azza wa Jal told us and the way Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. From whatever Allah have provided you and me, we should do infaq, we should do sadaqah, we should do charity, we should do zakah continuously. ومما رزقناهم. Does Allah give you rizq one time? Does Allah give you rizq yesterday? Today He did not. Don't tell me I donated yesterday. I'm going to ask you, do you breathe today? This is a rizq. Do you have money? Do you have food on the table? This is rizq. Do you have a house covering you? Yes, rizq. From that rizq that Allah gave you, you gave Allah back. How do you give Allah back? Through giving His needy people, His needy creatures, His needy masajid, His needy aytam, orphans. Give, so Allah will give you more. If Allah gave everyone on earth from the time of Adam alayhi salam until Yawm al-Qiyamah, if Allah gave all human beings everything they wish to have, even each of them could wish to be the king of kings in the world, wish to have thousands of cars and homes. If Allah gave everyone whatever he or she asked, does it decrease from Allah's mulk, from Allah's kingdom, from Allah's power, from Allah's ownership? It, according to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it only decreases the same amount that a pin, if you dip it in the water of ocean, then you take it out, whatever is left of water on that, the tip of that pin is exactly what will be minus from whatever Allah owns, which means zero. Nothing. Who can calculate what the wetness, even the wetness of that pin will dry out when you just go leave the ocean. So Allah gave you all this, and then we think twice before giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, before supporting our masajid, before supporting our orphans, before supporting the needy people. Do not think twice if you trust Allah. Al-Quran. رمضان شهر القرآن. قال الله عز وجل كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. As I said, we need to make a new contract with Allah عز وجل in the way we deal with the Quran. Allah told us the kitab that we descended to you, it has a blessings, Mubarak. How this blessings? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا. Why did we say to have tadbir? What does tadbir means? وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So you have tadakkur wa tadabbur. Tadabbur, you need to analyze. You need to understand and reflect in every meaning of every letter and a word. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ, and you need to be reminded. So for you to analyze and reflect upon, and this Quran is to remind you when you lost concentration, when you think you're going to live forever, when you think you have everything. It is a reminder. Mr. X or Miss Y, this life is temporary. This life is a journey. Quran tells us, take from this journey what you need to win in the life after. القرآن تدبر القرآن means that you take every ayah seriously. You take every ayah as a form of guidance. How? This is what we're going to learn in three steps after the short break. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين فاستغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان. Number one, اقرأ القرآن وكأنه نزل عليك. Read Quran, start today, start now. Read Quran as if it was descended on you personally. Feel, which is actually truth. Allah have sent it to each one of us. But imagine that the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came and gave you this Quran and you are the first one to read it. How would you feel as a human being, as a Muslim, reading Quran? Just imagine, just live the moment. Allah is talking to you. We have young people here. If the teacher talks to you, وَالْأَمْثَالُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. If a teacher tells you tomorrow this is your homework and you were playing and then you hear homework, yeah, I want to take note of that because if I don't do my homework I'm in trouble, or I will lose grades, or I will maybe not be able to attend this trip or that. So you're going to pay attention. The teacher is telling me my homework due tomorrow and he's telling me how to do it. You're going to give attention. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Quran being sent to you, you will deal with it in a way that you have to pay full attention to everything Allah is talking to you. Number two, قف عند الأمر والنهي. In the Quran, as we all know, there are things that Allah asks us to do and things that Allah asks us not to do. My young brothers and sisters, the children here and the parents, this is how we deal with Quran. Quran is not just a book that you read before you sleep and you feel good about yourself. Allah is telling you what to do, how to live, how to eat, how to pray, how to deal with your parents, how to deal with your society, what is exactly why you are here, and why you live to start with. So this is how you deal with Quran. If we hear children, mashallah, come, oh, my son is memorizing, come and tell uncle, show him. And then the son started, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad Allah. Good, amazing. Do they know what the meaning of those? Do they have this words in action? Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that no one in my is my boss except Allah. Allahu Samad, Allah is the only one who needs nobody and everybody needs him. Samad, the word Samad. Adults don't know the word Samad, but we all know, memorize it. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, he gave birth to no one, he has no mother, father, he is unique, he is the Lord, he is the one and only. These has to be extracted, digested, felt, reflected upon. This is Quran, not just words. And whenever Allah tells us, pray, salli, sam'an wa ta'a ya Allah. تصدق زكاة سمعا وطاعة يا الله. Don't drink سمعا وطاعة يا الله. No drinking. Don't eat pork. Don't gamble. Don't do riba. Don't harm nothing. Not even an insect. This is how you deal with Quran. First tip, as if it you are this receiver directly from Allah. Second tip, deal with it seriously. Pay attention. Do, don't. Third tip, استعذ من النار واطلب الجنة. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a lot of information about nar and jannah. What are we going to do with this information? Always keep do dua, even with your qalb or not with your lips. Oh Allah, make us from Ahlul Jannah. Oh Allah, keeps us away from Jahannam. Every time you see Jannah, make this dua. You never know when it's accepted, when will be accepted. Every time you read about Jahannam or Iblis or Fir'aun, oh Allah, أعوذ بالله من فرعون, أعوذ بالله من إبليس, أعوذ بالله من جهنم. Oh Allah, حرم وجوهنا على النار. Oh Allah, اعتق رقابنا من النار. يا الله اعتق رقابنا من النار. It's important to interact with Quran. It's important to believe and put the words in action. So these three things are important for you, and there are more. But just feel Quran is revealed on you. Pay attention to actions needed from you according to do and don't. Third, whenever you read about anything, especially Jannah and Nar and the prophets, make prayer that you will be among them, with them, and Allah will give you the hidayah. Last thing, especially for families. قال العلماء علموا أبناءكم القرآن والقرآن يعلمهم كل شيء. Teach your children the Quran, and the Quran will take care of the rest. We struggle day in, day out. Every masjid, every management, every day, parents complaining, my kids are not listening, my kids are not praying, my kids are getting in a hardship in their teenage, my kids are doing haram, my kids. The first question, what did you teach your kids? Did you teach them Quran? Well, you know, we get busy sometimes. I taught them a bit, they were too young, and then I got. Teach them Quran. Make them love Quran, especially in the month of Quran. Ramadan, Shahru al-Quran. May Allah make this month the best month that you have ever lived in your life. May Allah accept your good deeds. May Allah make you deal with the Quran the way that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with Quran. And Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was described as a Quran yamshi ala al-ard by our mother, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, kana Quranan yamshi ala al-ard. He was a walking Quran on earth, which means Quran for him is all his life. Quran is our guidance. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا هداة مهديين اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء همومنا وأحزاننا اللهم اجعله شفيعا لنا يوم القيامة اللهم اجعله شاهدا لنا لا علينا اللهم اجعله شاهدا لنا لا علينا اللهم علمنا منه ما نسينا وذكرنا منه يا رب العالمين ما نسينا واجعلنا نقرأه آناء الليل وأطراف النهار بالطريقة التي ترضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا رمضان اللهم تقبلنا منا الصيام والصلاة والقيام يا رب العالمين اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم أصلحنا وأصلح أبناءنا وأصلح زوجاتنا وأصلح بيوتنا وأصلح قلوبنا وأصلح بلادنا وأصلح حكامنا وأصلح علماءنا وأصلحنا يا رب العالمين أصلحنا يا رب العالمين وطهر قلوبنا من الرياء والنفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من الرياء والنفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من الرياء والنفاق اللهم وفقنا يا رب العالمين في حياتنا اللهم وسع أرزاقنا وارحم أمواتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم فك أسرانا اللهم ارحم شهداءنا اللهم اقسم الظالمين مننا اللهم اقسمهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اقسم الظالمين اللهم انصر المظلومين اللهم أطعم الجائعين اللهم اشف الجرحى والمرضى آمين 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 أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر